Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In 1930, nothing happened.
I'm Jason Horton, and this is Strange Year.
1930 gave us Mickey Mouse and Kentucky Fried Chicken, but a slow news day made 1930 a strange year. No news day, April 1930. On April 18th, 1930, something remarkable happened in the world of broadcast news. The BBC, then in its infancy as a national broadcaster, announced during its evening news bulletin that there was no news to report. The announcer simply stated, "Good evening. Today is Good Friday. There is no news." And then piano music was played for the rest of the 15-minute time slot. This unprecedented event is remembered as BBC No News Day. During the early years of the BBC, the concept of a 24-hour news cycle was non-existent. News bulletins were broadcast only at specific times, and the content was heavily curated. The BBC's decision to announce no news on April 18, 1930, occurred within a much different media landscape than today's, where constant updates and breaking news are the norms. April 18, 1930, was Good Friday, a significant religious holiday in the United Kingdom. News on this day was expected to be sparse, given that much of the country was in observance. However, the announcement still came as a surprise. The BBC's rationale was that nothing newsworthy enough had occurred to justify a bulletin. The reaction to No News Day was mixed. Some appreciated the honesty and simplicity, finding the moment quaint and reflective of a quieter era. Others viewed it as a peculiar and unprofessional lapse. In retrospect, it highlighted the differences between then and now, showcasing how both journalism and public expectations have evolved. The 1930 No News Day has become a symbolic moment in the history of broadcasting. It serves as a reminder of how the news industry has changed over the decades. Today, such an announcement would be inconceivable, given the constant news coverage fueled by digital media. The No News Day of April 18, 1930, stands as a unique historical footnote, emblematic of a simpler time in the world of news broadcasting. It underscores how the relationship between news organizations and the public has transformed, driven by technological innovation and changing societal expectations. Today, the notion of no news is almost unfathomable, highlighting just how far the industry has come.
Thank you so much for listening, and I'll be back next time with another episode of Strange Year.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.